This week marks 5 years since the bill on registered partnership between gay couples came into force in the Czech Republic. During the period, more than 1,200 gay and lesbian couples in the country formed civil unions. While most within the gay community welcomed the original legislation, many still feel it didn't go far enough because it failed to recognize gay marriage or adoption rights. Jan Wellinger spoke to Zdeněk Sloboda, a representative of PROUD, a Czech initiative promoting human rights.
I think it was a very important milestone. Nevertheless, we think that there are still things to do in Czech Republic in the LGBT human rights area. But when you look more eastern than Czech Republic is, you see that there are big struggles with this particular act. So it was a very, very important thing to do.
Some people, of course, on the 5th anniversary have remarked that the bill in the Czech Republic did only pass by one vote. Do you think that since that time, broader society has gotten used to same-sex partnerships being recognized, and are Czechs generally tolerant towards the bill?
Well, towards the bill, the Czechs are tolerant because there is this exception that you cannot adopt children. So there is explicitly written that the gay and lesbians cannot have children, which is not in the reality true, but in the law it is written like this, that you cannot adopt children. So generally, Czech population is more or less tolerant, or they say that they are tolerant towards gay and lesbians and the same-sex partnership, but not to the marriage. When you look at these statistics, the marriage is not that much supported as the civil partnership. So it is this we call tolerance with exception or conditional tolerance. So yeah, you can have your partnership, which is not the same level as the marriage is, and then we tolerate you.
What are areas where the bill did help people who were in same-sex partnerships?
I think that the bill is more or less only a symbolical thing, because when we look at all the bills that were submitted before, there are more laws, more possibilities, more things for the gay and lesbians in the bills that didn't pass. The one that passed in 2006 was the bill that was with the less possibilities you could have with it.
And some of them were fairly basic, but also common sense. For example, having the right as a partner to gain information about your partner if he or she was in hospital, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, it was more or less just the basic thing, which actually you could have managed with two or three contracts. When two people just sign two or three contracts, they could have in that time the same things as the bill of registered partnership actually allows.
One of the things that remains kind of a point of contention is adoption, and I'm thinking adoption of children in the relationship. If one is the biological parent, the other basically has no legal rights over the child in the case of death. Do you think that this is something that needs to be addressed in the future?
Yes, definitely, and I would not say it will be far future. We actually are trying in this year to do some steps to improve this condition, because there are children in registered partnerships. The bill of registered partnership gives the non-biological parent obligations, but he doesn't have any rights for the child. So this is big problem, and as far as I know, there will be some lawsuit that there is no possibility in the registered partnership to adopt biological child and have also the rights.
So basically it's discrimination in your view against the non-biological parent.
Definitely. That's the biggest problem. We know about 100 mainly lesbian couples that have child in the age between 1 year and 15 that are in Czech Republic, and when they become partners, when they voluntarily register themselves, they are then facing this problem that they cannot adopt a child, and the problem is big and will be bigger and bigger because there will be more and more families.
Jan Wellinger was talking there to Zdeněk Sloboda from the PROUD initiative.